Well, hold on to your lug nuts. It's time for an overhaul. What's up, Astro lovers? It is, we're riding at the beginning of eclipse season, and I don't know about you, but I know that last week was popping off eclipse events left and friggin' right. The season hadn't even officially begun, and bam, bam, boom, pow, wow. The eclipses have showed up and proved what I've been saying from the very beginning of this year. March and April, it's where things are gonna get real topsy-turvy. And where the action is really taking place. So, turning points galore, huh? How you feeling? How you holding up? Are you breathing? Are you finding a sense of security and stability in the chaos? Whether that's in your own personal life, whether it's in you and your body, or if it's in the people around you, the people you care about, the people that you're hearing about, or just what you're seeing in the freaking news. Because when eclipse seasons come around, the headlines get crazier and crazier and crazier. So we'll be keeping an eye out for all of that. And before we dive in, I'm actually going to be honest. There's not a lot of planetary activity to talk about this week. So we are going to have a bit of a shorter episode. Actually, it's not going to be a bit shorter. It's going to be pretty short. But I did want to clear something up because I had a number of clients and some daily dosers and people on Instagram reach out to me and ask for clarification when it comes to why I say or what I mean when I say that an eclipses our manifestation practice takes a hiatus, right? It's more of like spiritual cleansing time, spiritual support time. There's a spiritual sabbatical in a way. And I want to clear up what I mean by that. And also just know that this is just my take on it, which I appreciate those of you that really value my take on it. You know, I really do appreciate you very much. I'm just letting you know that there are other schools of thought out there, but I have developed my school of thought based on my own personal experience with manifesting during eclipses, okay? Or setting things in motion during eclipses, which is something, listen, this is still something like, I'm going to be announcing quite a few exciting things on the 19th. So next Tuesday, I've got three really exciting announcements. So I'm still, now there are things that I've been working on. And they're not new things, in terms of concept. It's just newly announced. But so this is what I want to clarify. Because one of the questions that came in was so crystal clear, and it was great. Because the question was, I have things that I've been working on since January, and in my Manifest Big in 2024 journal, that I want to continue to make progress on. Is that something that I shouldn't do? And the answer is, you should absolutely continue working on the things that you have already set in motion. Abso-freaking-lutely. Right? Eclipses can actually amplify and push your efforts forward faster than you imagined. Or they eclipse something out that might have been blocking your way from making something come to fruition. So they serve as catapults. They serve as course corrections. They are designed to bring things to light that you need to see. And in that awareness comes the course correction. And they're designed to put you closer to your faith your purpose, what the fates have in store for you in this lifetime, all of these monumental moments. And let me also clarify this, because I have had in the past, and just in case, because I know I've got some new people in the community, welcome, I want to clarify monumental moments, or like big ahas, or big changes. That's all objective. You know, like the Manifest Big in 2024 journal. Manifesting big for me is going to be different for everybody. And so what's big to me might be small to you and vice versa, right? So these monumental moments during eclipses, they can be internal. And the shifts that happen are powerful on the inside. So that can show up, because we're talking about Aries Libra here. You know, the nodes of fate are in Aries Libra all this year. We do have a Pisces eclipse in September, though. But the Aries Libra story started last year, and it carries through this year, and we're going to wrap it up next year, early next year. So we're talking about our sense of self and our sense of identity and where we people please, where we're codependent, where we lose ourselves in relationships, or where we're too headstrong and too rigid in who we are, that we aren't accepting and allowing and embracing of relationships. There's this dance between the North Node and Aries. I'm hungry for my independence. I am hungry for strength and courage and confidence. But the South Node and Libra is like, but I love partnerships and I love connection and I love to please others. But when you do that, when you betray yourself but disguise it as compromise, that's where things get tricky. And that is one the dance that we are doing in these Aries Libra nodal eclipse stories, of which we are in now. Okay. So that's the bit of clarity that I wanted to send your way. You absolutely continue working on dreams and visions and goals that you have already been taking action on. Like, let me share one of my, because this is where I've been sharing my Manifest Big in 2024 journey. This is where I've been sharing most of the happenings. I shared back in January that my big goal or my big dream this year was to consolidate my debt. And it was very much like, okay, what am I, you know, what do I need to do? So I set the dream, made the goals. I talked to the credit union, and the credit union said, we're going to need tax returns from 2023 and 2022. And I said, okay, well, I can't do my taxes until March. So I guess I'm just going to have to wait till March. So I put that dream on pause. Well, last week, and some of you probably saw it on my Instagram, but last week I had my appointment with my accountant and it went so well. And when I tell you I was anxious about it, because I thought, and if anybody out there, well, maybe this is only California, I'm not sure how it works across the states, but I was under the impression that because I have an S corp, that's the kind of business entity I am, I thought, and I was told last year, that if you have an S corp, you at least have to have one person on payroll. Well, it's just me, as you all know, you know, solopreneur life. And I was like, I'm going to get penalized. And in addition to the $800 you got to pay every year to have a business in California, addition to my accountant's fees for my business taxes and my personal taxes, I'm going to have to pay some kind of penalty for not having myself on payroll. Well, guess what? Miss Carolyn cleaned that up. It is not true. I do not need payroll. Thank goodness. So I don't have to worry about that. But what the best part of the whole experience was, she gave me a reading. She pulled out, those of you that know Hay House and Louise Hay, like the spiritual publishing house that is just like the greatest of all time. It's where I got certified as a card reader. Louise Hay is who created Hay House. And she's got these desk calendars, and my accountant has been collecting pages and the messages on the pages from those desk calendars for 15 years. And she ends all her sessions by giving her clients a reading. Now, my first time going to this office was last year, but I didn't meet with her. I met with someone else that was working there at the time. So this is my first time interacting with her. And we just totally had like a love fest and a spiritual just like freak out because of how aligned we were. And how often does one ever feel aligned with their accountant, right? So it's a pretty powerful experience. And I have to wait for the paperwork now, but I feel really good about where things are. She was very comforting and was like, you're going to be fine. Everything is good, you know? So pending on the final results of everything, but really good. Once I get all that paperwork and we're all filed and done, then I am back into debt consolidation, baby, because I'm going to have all the paperwork I need. So that's great. And so that story is progressing during eclipses, and you better believe I am going to be fast tracking that pursuit as soon as I get all the things that I need to have in my hand to take back to the credit union. Okay? So just don't initiate something brand new. Eclipses are famous for epiphanies and aha moments. So unless you want the experience of whatever you, that your light bulb moment, unless you kind of want it to be like this yo-yo extremities, high highs, low lows. Like, for example, I'm in an eclipse relationship now. But we've gotten on the other side of that whole eclipse cycle. So that was great, you know, but it was, you know, Herman and I had a very eclipse, like, you know, highs and lows in the beginning while we were writing out that eclipse story, the one that we met under. But I've had one other eclipse relationship that I called in during eclipses. And it was one of those like extreme highs and connected and fun and adventurous and like, wow, this is amazing. White picket fence. And I'm so in love. And yeah, 6 months later, the douchebag disappeared. And 3 months after that, was already married to someone else and did everything that we had said we were going to do together with that other person. It was like moving a checkers piece, okay? So that was very eclipsed. I got very eclipsed. That relationship was very eclipsed. But I will say I learned how to receive and show up in love to be ready for my Herman, okay? I would not have been able to receive someone like Herman had I not gone through the wild ride of that relationship. But I will say it took me quite a while to recover fully. You know, the emotional side of it, you know, I had to give myself another 6 months, right? Because he showed up in one eclipse, disappeared on the next eclipse, and then the last one was the final chapter of that eclipse story. And I was like, okay, well, I can breathe again. But how do I ever love again? It was crazy. It was crazy. So unless you want that kind of wild ride, and you can want it, there's no judgment if you do, but you know, things that come up or things that you call in, they can take on these components or these wild rides. So I just want you to be aware of that. Now, a la da dee 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 down. We're going to talk about the planets and what they're doing, and there's not a lot to talk about. I will say that eclipses are a great time to become a Daily Dose of Stars subscriber. It's my daily podcast. I'm sure you already know it. Working in line with every single day, like the moon, getting comfortable and getting familiar with where she is and where she is in your chart so that you can map and track. So if you're an astro nerd or if you're just kind of feeling like you need more guidance, but a yearly reading isn't an option for you, or a one-on-one reading once they resume in April, if that's not something that's an option for you, Daily Dose of Stars is a great place to be, to just stay daily, to be ritualistic and habitual with your alignment with the cosmos. It's a very powerful experience. So I will continue to share that with you because it is eclipses are such a heightened time that you can never be short on guidance and support. Okay? That said, let me do another scat. Gotta ga ga. All right. We start this week off on Monday, March 11th with Venus, the love goddess herself, entering Pisces at 2:50 p.m. Now, she is lovey and romantic, and she's dreamy, and she's full of fantasies. She's like Mariah Carey's fantasy, okay? Sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. However, Venus in Pisces over the next several weeks is also the rose-colored glasses. She can't necessarily see things clearly because she's in la-la land. Venus in Pisces' shadow is delusional AF, okay? Delulu, as our Gen Z counterparts say. So trust your intuition. Tap into a daily spiritual practice with Venus in Pisces. Maybe that's Daily Dose, just saying. Shameless self-plug. And maybe that's a daily card pull. But also, if you are single and out there mingling, search for spiritual connection. The quest is beyond physical and mental and emotional. It is spiritual. And when you find that spiritual connection, harbor that. And then you go into, when you feel good from a spiritual side, spiritually aligned and emotionally, mentally, and then physically aligned, then you put those rose-colored glasses on and you go, I know you're right. So now I'm about to be swimming all up in your business. Okay? That's how Venus in Pisces works. She's gotta be intuitive, and she's gotta be, you know, I hate to say it, but I kind of love to say it because I'm a Virgo. She kind of needs that Virgo stability. She needs the consistency. She herself, you yourself, especially if you're single and mingling, but even if you're coupled up, there needs to be some regimen here. There needs to be some consistency, some kind of practice together. Okay. Now, we're going to jump all the way to Saturday. That's right. I mean, there's a lot more that we're discussing in Daily Dose this week. But here, for all intents and purposes, we are talking about planets and lunar phases. And there's nothing happening from Venus entering Pisces on Monday to Saturday the 16th, the Gemini second quarter moon at 9:11 p.m., this is 27 degrees, 4 minutes of Gemini. Shoot your shot. Be communicative. Be clear. Be direct. And eliminate mental mania. Okay? So we've been working with the new full and quarter moons with our Manifest Big in 2024 journals. Well, this is a good, like, cut time. Yeah? You know, I mean, even though we're in the new to full, we're waxing now. That Pisces new moon energy is an ending and a beginning. Or the beginning needing an ending of some kind. Okay, so this Gemini quarter moon, we've got to eliminate mental mania. We've got to, like, if you're losing your mind over some of your, like, dreams or your goals, you just, the things just aren't working. Remember, your goals are meant to be small. They should be small. I did have someone reach out and say, like, I don't understand how you're moving at a fast clip. And you think that by the end of June, you're going to have to, like, completely redo your Manifest Big in 2024 journal. And I said, because my goals are super small, baby. They so small. They are measurable and they are achievable. Literally, one of my goals was Google something near me. Check goal achieved, because I lay in bed. I lay on the couch and I Google. That's a goal. It serves a bigger dream, but that's the goal. I can put a timeline on that. I can put a deadline on it. You know, like, all right, Google this by tonight at 9 p.m. All right, done. You know, the dream itself is lofty. Like, clear debt, or, you know, debt consolidation. I had never heard of debt consolidation before. My dream was just to clear my debt this year. And then I did a bunch of research, and doing the research was part of my goals. Google how to clear debt. Bam. Did that. Goal achieved. And then learned about all these things that you can do, these nonprofits that are designed to help you eliminate your debt. And that's literally, like, what they're for. I mean, it was pretty eye-opening experience. And so I was like, oh, I just need to go to the credit union. And so then, boom, one of my goals, go to credit union before Tuesday. Bam, done. Marked it off the list. And then I got clarity at the credit union. And then I had a whole nother list of goals after that, which doing my taxes was one of them. And now we're on the other side of that. And now I wait for paperwork. And then, you know what I'm saying? So your goals. So you are in elimination phase this weekend. This could be great for checking off your goals, even. Because Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Check your list and check it twice. What do you want to cut? What do you want to double down on? What are you committing to? Mercury contracts. And even agreements, handshakes. There's some energy around coming together in some way, in a mercurial way this weekend. You are coming together. So whether that's in your own mind or you are connecting with someone else and saying, this is what I want to do. This is my, I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm going to shoot my gab. I'm going to do pop, pop, bada doodle pop. And last but not least, on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, so adorn your green. I almost said fellow Irishman, but actually, oh no, part of my family history is Irish. Yeah, forgot about that. So yeah, all right. I'm mostly German and English, but there's a little bit of Irish and a little bit of Scandinavian, actually. I was actually surprised. 17% Scandinavian. But on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, sorry for my mental mania, speaking of, we've got the Sun-Neptune conjunction. This is an annual connection, folks. This is about your dreams. This is about your vision for the year ahead. It is an illumination. Remember last week's Mercury conjunction to Neptune? I called it the dreams contract. A lot of people reported feeling very emotional during that time. Well, that's all that Pisces energy. We're swimming in deep water, folks. Well, now the sun is coming to highlight the dream. And this is why, with that Gemini quarter moon, you want to clear out any mental mania, any mental muck, anything that's not serving your highest good. You want to get that out of your body, out of your mind, out of your brain. Because Sunday, it's like this beautiful day of romance. If you had a shitty Valentine's Day, we're looking at peak Valentine's romantic, beautiful experience here on St. Patrick's Day, okay? So maybe you wear green and, you know, have a little fun with that in the boudoir. I don't know. Whatever romance and fantasy looks and feels like to you. There is a lot of romantic energy on Sunday. But on a soul level, on a deeper level, this Sun-Neptune conjunction is you committing to your dreams in some way, shape, or form. So what are you going to commit to? You're clearing out on Saturday with the Gemini quarter moon. And on Sunday, it's time to trust your intuition. If you haven't, if you don't feel like you know, sit in stillness on Sunday. Take a long bath, take a long shower, tune in, tap in, ask your guides for a sign, and define what the sign is. You can say, Spirit, if I am meant to go this direction, show me a ruby red hummingbird, a ruby red throat hummingbird today. And then you can see. And you can trust guidance in that way. All you have to do is ask for it. Sunday's a day where you're really want to going to be tuned in to your own intuition. So what's that look like for you? Can also be running really tired with conjunctions to Neptune. Just keep that in mind too. So it could be a day of rest and relaxation, but stillness and tuning in is highly favored. Okay? That's it. Told you it was going to be short this week. I hope you have a great week. Come over to A Daily Dose of Stars if you want to just be more aligned and have more clarity about how things are moving during eclipses. Okay? We'd love to have you there. We're a group of stellar, like-minded cosmic comrades. Okay? And it would just be an honor to have you there. All right. Have a great week. I'll see you in your inbox. I'll see you on Instagrams. And if you're a daily doser, I'll see you tomorrow and the next day and the next day after that. All right. Big hugs. Bye.